Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. This is Tavian Baker, president and founder of Sisters for Society. I have with me Pippi Vermillion, vice president and founder of Sisters for Society.
Hi.
You're welcome. All right. So we're going to jump right into our topic for today. The topic for today is finding your purpose. A couple of the points that we want to try to hit on real quickly would be, you know, procrastination, promotions, being active to make your changes, figuring out your goals, and being passionate about your goals and destiny. Let's start with procrastination. Oftentimes, people find themselves dwelling on what they want to do. We always say we're going to do something, and we never get it done. However, that can be a real hindrance from finding out what your purpose is. A lot of people need to take notes down. It could be very helpful to write those ideas, write down your goals, write down things that you may want to do or may not want to do. One of my things that helped me, I figured out what my purpose was a few years ago, was reaching out to people. I love to be around people. I love to make them laugh. I love to I love doing community service work. So I figured out my purpose is actually serving my community.
Mine basically is the same. That's the reason why after, you know, seeing, you know, in the district that all the girls in the final class and from that aged out, that's why I went back. So working with youth, that's how I started going back and being a mother advisor, you know, for the girls for a few years and helping them find their purpose. What I felt I needed to do and how I felt I needed to get back and help in the community so that I could also, I could be a better mother that way.
Right.
To show my boys what their purpose needs to be.
Right. You want to set yourself in an environment that you have like minds. By like minds, I mean, you want to be around people that share the same goals that you have or that are doing the same passions, that you have, the same destiny, the same outreach. You don't want to surround yourself with the negativity if that's what is keeping you from reaching your goal and your purpose. Please keep in mind, especially apply this to your job and to your relationship. Relationship-wise, you want someone that's going to support you, that's going to push you to drive towards that purpose. You don't want anyone that's going to hinder you or hold you back. Exactly. You really don't want anyone that's going to put you down and keep you from obtaining that goal or that purpose. Your dream, your passion is something that you have to chase. You have to keep going towards it. Don't let anyone stop you or tore you are from doing anything that would take you off that path. You never know where you're going to end up if you don't keep going for it. Another thing that people like to always think about, especially we're going to switch it over and apply it towards your job, promotions are not always worth it. I talked to a friend of mine, and she sent me a text message, and we conversed about it over text. And she said, I have an opportunity to move to the Atlanta area, and it could be more exposure. I said, well, what is your mission and what is your purpose with your job? Where are you trying to go and what are you trying to obtain? Because if you don't have a mission and a purpose with your job, what are you doing there? You can't just go to work just to work. You have to go to work, and I know it's very hard, especially in this society. We get a job because that's our means of financial assistance. That's our means of making our money. However, don't let that be your only reason for being there on that job. Try to make that job fit you. Make yourself stand out on your job.
Don't try to talk yourself into it, basically.
Basically.
I mean, because that's, you know, like 3 years ago when I wanted to move from where I was now to another facility, I thought, okay, because A, it's closer to home.
Right.
You know, put me closer to my children and to be there for them, you know, when I needed to be. But that wasn't necessarily what I needed to do.
Correct.
And even though after I made that decision, I realized, you know, and that gave me a promotion that I needed.
Right.
And it also kept me where it was, where I needed to be.
Right.
And, you know, had I moved, I wouldn't necessarily have been happy there.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that just, they take the job for the money, but is the money always worth it? Sometimes money brings added stress. It brings more time away from your family. It brings a lot more things that you possibly don't really want to handle right now at that time, in that present time in your life. So always think about the promotion that you're going up for. And sometimes it's really not worth it. You got to weigh out your pros and your cons and make sure that that promotion will fit your lifestyle that you're trying to obtain to be successful at whatever you are doing. Be active with any and all your changes. Make them work for you. You can't be successful overnight. It ain't going to fall out the sky. It's not going to come to you. You're not going to wake up one day and say, hey, I'm a millionaire. That's impossible. So I know we all dream about winning the lottery. However, it doesn't work that way all the time. And we've all had those dreams of winning the lottery and thinking that once I win the lottery, I'm going to quit my job.
No.
It depends on how much money you actually win. And
that's really all the work. A lot of people that you Right. A lot of people that do win the lottery, they're not better off afterwards. You see where, you know, they get consumed by the money and they get caught up in that. They don't realize that you're not any better once you have it.
Right.
You know, because sometimes they end up in worse positions and situations than they were in before.
Yes, money can control and rule you if you don't take control and rule it. So, correct. So I guess what we really want to, you know, stress and help you figure out is to find out what works best for you and make the most of it, correct?
What are your goals?
I'm doing my goal, actually. I am actually living my goal. My goal has always been to help the community, work in the community. So,
I'm in the same position today. If it hadn't been for us being at our wit's end one day and talking, and realizing that we have the same action and goal in mind, and she wasn't so pushy and clever.
She's not kidding.
I'm really not. I am, but I'm not. I mean, we had a conversation, and the next thing I know, it was, hey, I came up with a name for our organization, and I'm like, what organization?
We had a conversation, and I said, you need to do this, you need to do that, and she said, I'm waiting on you to do it.
Yeah, well, she didn't give me that option.
She didn't give me that option.
You guys are
like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all ain't finna do it. I'm very passionate about
what I
do. You helped direct us towards goals that we already had, but weren't sure how to get there. And
well, and I had already started speaking to somebody, the conversation you and I had, I had already spoken to Mark and said, hey, what do I need to do?
Right.
And he was like, this is what you need to do.
Right.
And in our conversation, I said, this is what I want to do. And I talked to this person, mm-hmm. and he said, this is what we need to do. And you said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
What are we waiting on?
The only thing that holds us back is a direct signature. That's what I have to, that's what I try to get any and everyone to understand. The only person that's holding you back from obtaining your goal, from reaching your dreams, is you. You're your worst enemy, and you really have to realize that. The only people, you have a great support system that stands behind you. Use them. Use them to the best of your ability to use them. Let them continue to push you. Let them continue to drive you, and you have more to look forward to in the end. It's a rough road. It really is. It's going to be hard work, and however, you have to have that family, that circle of friends that are, like I said, like-minded. They see your dream, they see your vision, and they're willing to support and push, and you're willing to support and push them right back. But it's a sisterhood that we have, and the other person that y'all hear is actually Stephanie. She's our treasurer. So, hi, Stephanie.
Everybody gets off course at some point. You know, it's human nature. But then you have to take a step back and figure out, okay, what happened?
Right.
What do I need to get back on track?
Right.
And then get back on track.
And that happened to me because with Rainbow Girl, I don't have a daughter. I have a boy. Mm-hmm. You know, so I did what I needed to do and served my purpose for that, you know, 2.5 years. And the friend of mine that has 3 daughters, she's 3 girls that are in, so she took over. And I sat back because MJ was baseball. We were doing scouts. And I had Alex.
I'm sporting their shirt today. They have D-Malay has conclave this weekend. And my daughter, my youngest of my 2 girls, who's just now state from heart, she was crowned yesterday during Grand Banquet, right before Grand Banquet or during Grand Banquet. So, you know, and they have a Squires program for the young boys, for younger that aren't able to be born. So, you know,
that I met at a barbecue that they were doing in Fayetteville.
From
Pizza City. Fayetteville
Lodge.
So, yeah, I mean, that's why I said that, but that getting back into my goal and my purpose was, you know, talking about it with Kay and being where I need to be now and doing that.
And your goals?
No, where I want to. I remember it dawned on me. I did a post on my Facebook account about what's your next move and have you ever sat down and wrote out your 5-year plan? Then somewhere along the lines you got off track and remember that you was writing in and you forgot and you lost the bullet and found it again and you took yourself down memory lane reading through it. And one thing that when I was writing this, it put me in my mind frame of me. So it had solution. It was A, I've accomplished more than I set out to achieve, or you thought about B, I have to get my life back on track. That just goes to the point to what you were saying of losing that track. That you stayed on track, then that's good. But there's some people that always
get off
of track. So the only person that was holding us back is always going to be yourself. And that's basically the key that you have to make the most of it. You have to write down everything. Some people don't like to write. Some people do voice. I mean, there's voice recorders. There's so many apps out now and technology out now where you can record everything or you can just talk it and play it back to yourself just so you can hear those thoughts. Tell a friend, but please be careful about who you tell your visions and your goals to, because sometimes those same people can take them. And they'll use it against you as well. So you have to be careful about who you allowed to hear your thoughts and your goals and your purpose of life. A lot of times people actually tell you your purpose without you even recognizing your purpose.
I got off track for so many years, and being around you has refocused my life. And then my husband got involved with the Mason, mm-hmm. and that's how it focused him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's more accepting of what I want to do and, you know, and helping you guys. He's just been okay.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
Isn't he a common denominator?
Okay.
Everybody has a blank face one.
But you know what I found is, you know, between the three of us, we're all different.
Oh, yeah.
And we all bring something different to the table.
Oh,
so, and we bounce ideas off of each other, and those ideas inspire other ideas, and it just becomes this big, you know, ping pong match, and
right.
we don't know where that ball's going to wind up in the end, but it's sure staying in play.
Right. Sure. I have friends not just here, not just you, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends in Columbus that have been friends with over 2 years, so there's a couple of things. When I had my bridal shower, they brought out, and they always said that I actually took it as a compliment and didn't even think about it until they said it. Like, no matter when or how often they talked to me, whenever they called me, I was there. And that said something. You know what I mean? It said something. It made me feel like.
Especially
recently. It made me feel very trustworthy, very dependable. And I feel like I can always tell my true friends, and they know whenever you need me, I got your back. I'm not going to push you to the side. I'm never going to kick you when you're down. And whatever your purpose is and whatever your vision is, I'm going to support you. I'm going to support every decision that you ever make. And that's what you need in a friend. That's what you need in a business partner. That's what you need in your circle of.
There's a post on Facebook that said no one is ever that busy. It depends on how priority you are in their life.
Yeah.
And how
your question
priority list.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true. And I'll leave
that one alone.
So we're just remember that. Figuring out your purpose, finding out who's really there for you, keep those people in your circle that are very, that are going to be very supportive of your decisions. Don't listen to the negative. The negative is not going to do nothing but hold you back. You have a purpose. You just have to figure out what it is. You have a vision. You have a gift. You just have to figure out what it is, the uniqueness about each and every person that has been created here on earth is that we all have different gifts. If we combine them and combine them with the right people, we'll be a full force that no one can stop. And that's what you have to understand, and that's what you have to remember. Even for the people that are out building teams to do sales and market their business, they have to build a team with like-minded people because you have a goal for you. You have a purpose that you're trying to obtain. You can't have people, if you're out there promoting cell phones and someone else is going to sell you a thumb drive, what are you, wait. We're not on the same path. We need to be on the same path. You can't be doing your own thing while I'm over here doing this. So,
and you want to be doing this with me.
Right. You have to have those same people that's going to be promoting the same thing that you're promoting. If they're going to be involved with you, if they're going to be in your circle, if they're going to be in your presence, it's just something that is needed. You have to figure out those people and wing out the ones that's not there for you.
Everyone has to work in the business.
Oh, yeah.
We have to build on this. Right. We use your strength to find somebody else that's strong where you are, and put everybody together.
You have to balance each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, I think we all, we balance each other out. And that's what it means. It's what your circle of friends will do for you. So be careful. Like I say, be careful about who you share everything with. Be careful about who you allow in your circle. Be careful about where you go. And believe it or not, people look at you. If you have to have this certain persona about yourself when you go to certain events. So you can't be a advocate for domestic violence and also be a person that's doing domestic violence or being a victim of the domestic violence. Well, I take that back. But you can't be one that's actually performing the domestic violence on a person. But then turn around and be an advocate at the same time. There's too many hypocrites in this world, and you got to kind of be different. We do have a person here. Do you have a question that you want to ask us? This is Miss Tanya. She's joining me, and she wanted to kind of listen to us and hear what we're all about, and hopefully she'll have a question, and maybe we're thinking about it. Oh. But she'll probably have a question or a comment later on.
Yeah, can I post the things that I saw? If you find something that you're passionate about, which you feel it's not worth
it. Makes your heart break.
Yeah.
Makes you happy.
You feel content. You don't dread doing it. You don't dread talking about it.
Right.
That's your purpose. That's your purpose in life.
Right.
You know, with my job, it's to help people understand. They don't always understand. They don't always understand when I say no. You know, I got stuff a lot. I don't want to remain as long as to be it. That girl.
Especially
when I tell somebody no and they don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love my job. Do you enjoy doing it when they're just fighting?
Sometimes
no. Is that my ultimate goal? Be there forever? Is this my ultimate goal to be forever? Yes. But I have to do that in order to put myself in a position to do this.
When you figured out your goals, did you make a list of the steps that it's going to take you to get there?
Not until it starts on again.
Right.
Again.
Oh, I thought a lot of people have trouble figuring out their goals.
Yeah.
They have trouble knowing what to do to get there.
But you have to find the people, like you say, to offset your weaknesses.
But you also have to make a list of the steps.
Right.
So you can say, okay, well, let's do this first. It's one step at a time. It's not going to happen overnight. So you have to do...
This is my purpose.
Right.
This is how I'm going to get there. These are the people that will support me. And sometimes when you make that list, those won't be the same people by the time you get to the end.
Oh,
and that list might change completely. Nobody in that first list might even be on your last list. You have to make sure that you can weed them out in the early stages and put the people that you need there.
The people that can help you.
They can help you and build you, not tear you down and take you off track. You know, if from here, you'll always be on my list. So he told me I can't get rid of him. He's written in ink. So.
I'm a permanent friend.
Yeah.
I don't believe in being my friend today.
Being
not being my friend tomorrow. If you unfriend me, there's a real big reason why we just didn't get along. We have a way that you can contact us if you would like to join us on air. You can call in. It's 516-453-9160. In the meantime,
any questions or comments?
You have any questions, any comments about anything we've been talking about?